Tell us about your childhood, Ken, if you will, and about your family background.
My childhood, you're not going to believe this now. Ladies and gentlemen, you're very lovely people, and you're very kind to be here tonight. But this time, please don't laugh. No, promise me, please. No, don't. What I'm going to say now is very sad. Please don't laugh. You've done very well up to now, so... I wasn't a pretty baby. I was an ugly child. Yeah. I was the only baby in the street whose dummy had a 12-inch flange. The day I was born, the midwife held me upside down and punched my dad. So, my childhood, yeah, my childhood. I was a very intellectual child. I used to read The Wizard and The Hotspur and The Rover, and these were all books, comic boys' books, but stories all about heroes, great heroes. And I wanted to be a hero. I wanted to be like them. I wanted to be like Strang the Terrible. Strang the... He's built like you. What's his name, dear?
Tony.
I used to dream about Strang the Terrible, as opposed to her, who dreams about Tony the Awful. There are all these wonderful adventurers who had these fantastic stories about them. Red Circle School and a man called Wilson who could run a mile in 3 minutes. Yeah, great stories. And some of all these stories got into me, and I wanted to be a hero. And I didn't see how really I could be a hero, because I used to look at myself when I got out of the bath and think, this... Oh, I was very, very well developed. God, I had muscles like knots in cotton.